Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And as I was seeking God for what He would have me share, He's given me a message to share with you, experiencing the rest of God. And if there is ever a time man needed rest, it is the days in which we are now living. Throughout mankind's history, man, without knowing the Lord, has sought answers to the life's problems that they face in every culture, in every century. And the world today has a multiplicity of choices for solving or answering or addressing the problems of life. We have deism, we have pantheism, there's agnosticism, free-thinking atheism, if you will, godlessness, heathenism, and cult worship. But beloved, there is only one way that is the truth, and Jesus identified that way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that believeth in me should not perish but have everlasting life." And so we really don't need to know anything about any other God, because all the gods of mankind are idols. They're the work of our own hands. Oh, we don't bow down to statues today, but out of man's imagination, out of his desire to find a way to cope with the issues of life, they've created all kinds of a house of cards, if you will, to give meaning and significance to life. But we need to know, every true, honest seeker after truth. And I think this is important, because I said, you know, I'd never be a Christian again. I was raised in a denominational church, but it was the hunger for truth and reality that finally brought me 360 degrees back to acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Word, we find that God is the supreme deity. There's no other gods beside Him. He's an absolute being. He has all power in heaven and in earth. He's all holy. He's all knowing. He's all merciful, the Almighty, the all powerful, the all wise, the Ancient of Days. The scripture refers to Him. He's the Creator, the Divinity, the Eternal Being, the Father, the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's the infinite being. He's Jehovah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, coming again soon to establish His kingdom on the earth. He's the maker of all. He's the master workman. We're the work of His hands. He's omnipotent. He is a preserver. He's providence. He's the Spirit, the supreme being. He is our all and in all. And He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our praise. And as I shared, God wants us to experience His rest. But we're going to be looking today, we're going to start, and throughout this week, understanding, what does He mean about the rest of God? God has some fabulous things for His people today. And the more we explore God's Word, the more we discover what is available to us as believers. I don't care how long you've walked with the Lord, let us never get into a place of being self-satisfied, of feeling that we have arrived. As Jesus was speaking, you know, to the Laodicean church, well, we're rich and increased with goods. We have need of nothing. We've got the truth, and we can enjoy life, His abundance. Beloved, our walk with God should be a continual learning experience. It will not be perfected until we stand before the Lord and see Him and behold Him with our own eyes. And so I'm excited because God is dealing with His people and He's blessing and healing and delivering them from all falsehood. We have such glorious promises made available to us who belong to Him, and He doesn't want any of us to miss these promises. I'm going to share some very important scriptures, and even though you may have read this many, many times, I'd like to share Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11, because this is pivotal to our understanding of what God wants us to possess, not just know about, but to possess. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Why is that so? He goes on to say, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we, which have believed, do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in My wrath, if they shall enter into My rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. This was God's plan from eternity, beloved. For He spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God, this is God Himself, did rest the seventh day from all His works. That was not because He was tired. It is the Sabbath principle that He established in the very beginning of time. And verse 5 says, and in this place again, if they shall enter into My rest. Seeing therefore, it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, which of course is disobedience and sin. Again, He limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then He would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into His rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from His. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Hallelujah. Lord, thank You for Your word. So, beloved, God wants us to enter into a rest. He's speaking of that. And that Greek word translated fear in verse 1 is phobeo, and it means to fear, to be frightened, but also, and this is the important thing what the writer is telling us, is to be in awe, to reverence. So, we are told that we should do two things. To fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of us should seem to come short of it. That's something we need to ask ourselves today in the busy and frustrating and busy and just, it's sometimes overwhelming, the things that are bombarding us today for our attention. And we're also, of course, to reverence His word and to stand in awe of it. So God is saying, first of all, He doesn't want us to be afraid with satanic inspired fear, but we are to take heed. In other words, pay attention. For as a believer, we may not be receiving some of the benefits God has for us. It's not a question of, do you love God or not? But it's possible with the warfare today, the confusion, the noise around us, that we don't hear His still small voice inviting us to come into a place of rest where we're not touched by the distractions and chaos of the world, where we can be in an absolute sense of peace and quietness and assurance forever. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isn't that what the word says? And so many are sold short by doctrines and methods received from some of the things they've been taught. And many teach, if we make sure all of our sins are forgiven, then when we die, we will receive the rewards. And that is certainly true. Jesus promised everlasting life, and his words will bear forth fruit. However, God has some glorious blessings for us here right now for the life he's given us. And if we fail to take heed, as these scriptures are exhorting us in Hebrews, that first chapter, or the fourth chapter, we will miss some of God's promises. We're told that the word preached did not profit them. And it's possible for us to hear the word sometimes year after year. But if we fail, and this is important, beloved, if we fail to exercise faith, the word simply won't do a thing for us. There'll be nice words, we'll, you know, enjoy listening to it, but it could be someone sitting next to us in church that gets the blessing because they're responding in faith. God wants us to receive his benefits. And if we don't know our benefits, obviously we will miss out on the blessings and the abundant life that Jesus told he was giving to us. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And as always, I invite you to write. Some of you have listened for a very long time, some of you years. But there is a blessing when you are asking God and saying, Lord, I need the power of agreeing prayer, because that's one of the spiritual principles. And know that when I receive your letter, I will pray for you, even if it's an unspoken request. God knows what the need is. And you will be blessed if you share your mailing address, what God would have me to share with you. I have big files of testimonies of how many have been blessed by it. It was just the word they needed to hear, a word in season. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.